This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, we led the show with all the Miles news, and there's plenty more where that came from. However, we got to give some love to the
Lime
Wine and Gold.
I'm alive.
Kenny, they...
Sounded like Michael there for a second. I was getting excited.
They went into Milwaukee.
D-Wade going to put it on the deck.
It was a thing of beauty for the most part last night. For the most part. As they stormed out on the road. And again, they controlled that game throughout against the Bucks. Yeah, there's some hairy moments. End of the third, into the early fourth. But again, they just kept their distance. And at no point were you like, man, the Cavs are going to lose this game as they win 112 to 100. And I don't know where to start to give it up to.
Lima likes.
Max Strus, 5-9 from three. He was electric. He had 17 points. I was telling Kenny, he came in, shot out of a cannon from half court to do a tip-in. Where if you lose track of Max Strus, like teams like Milwaukee that don't pay attention.
He'll be a problem for you.
They just lose sight of guys, and you just see Doc Rivers looking around, going,
"What a box score, though."
I'll take the money, I guess.
You gotta look at the box score. It's unbelievable the depth. It's like 40 guys on the Cleveland Cavaliers in their history scored in that game last night.
Yeah. Well, and think about it. You go on the road against a team that you might very well play in the second round of the playoffs. Your starting backcourt goes 8 of 28. For just 28 points. That's terrible. You're going to lose games, right, against good teams? No. I mean, Bucks are 36-27, and it was kind of an ass-kicking.
Lamont Murray had 3 points last night.
Yeah, Isaac Okoro came off the bench, hit a three. You just keep looking around going, who's that? Oh, yeah, Javonte Green. Yeah, he hits a three. Dean Wade hits three threes. Basically, you suffocated them when it came to their bench. When they went to the bench, game was over. It just shows you the luxury of depth. Like, if they played Milwaukee in a series to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, are you maybe giving the Bucks one game at home?
Wow.
Maybe?
It's still a little bit... It seems still a little bit disrespectful.
Probably, but it's just... It literally is just Giannis out there, dribble handoff. Oh, I guess I'll go to the basket now. 2 points, we come down... 8 beautiful passes, wide open 3.
Will Giannis just play 34 minutes again during the playoffs?
No, that's the thing. I mean, it's just going to be the Giannis show, but okay, he doesn't shoot the 3. So, okay, you might say there's going to be some Cavs regression from 3 in the playoffs, although I don't know if there's any real evidence of that. Like, why can't the Cavs continue to shoot the 3 well? I mean, last night they made 19. Yeah. And a lot of them were bench 3. So you didn't even get it. Darius continues to slump. So I will say,
Lima no like.
is now more than just a small sample with Darius.
What's funny? What's going on here? You're not laughing about something. I mean, something funny is going on.
Something does seem off. And it's not just, you know, it was maybe post-All-Star. But if you go back to the start of February, I mean, his numbers have plummeted across the board. He's averaging 17 points a game on like 38% from the field and from three. It is really bad. So I don't know. What are you seeing out there? Because this was like the most confident player in the league. He was the most clutch player in the league.
The only thing
we're talking all NBA
is he got banged up a couple weeks ago. Is he playing with an injury?
The hip thing.
Because now that they're in the playoffs, it's like, well, can't we take a couple days off? Can we load manage? I know you're not legally allowed to say that anymore, but you get that. Rest. Can't we rest? Can't rest him? Manage the load, man. Yeah. Let's go.
You know, that's what you do have. You do have time. That is the one luxury of this team. It's not like you're playing for any seeding. The only thing you could say is, do you care about home court advantage in the NBA Finals? Like, yeah, I think everybody's like, well, yeah, I'd like that. But is it worth, you know, this situation right now where it seems like Darius needs to get in the right headspace? Because he needs to play a lot. But for you to be Boston, I think you can win four. Are they up to 14 in a row?
Correct.
You can win 14 in a row, apparently, with Darius slumping. I didn't know you could, but you're kind of proving that.
54-10 overall, everybody. it's 54-10.
Insane.
Lamino like.
I am bummed that LeBron got injured. LeBron, if you didn't know, on Saturday night against Boston, you know, their big game, they lose, and he limps off the floor, and then he has the groin injury. So, you know, they had built themselves, they had gone all the way up to the 2 seed in the Western Conference. And I started to really, we were asking while you were out, I asked everybody, have you been able to process what a LeBron?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back in Cleveland series could be this groin thing, you know, at 40 years old.
He's only out one, like 2 weeks. All they need to do is make the playoffs, and they'll make the playoffs. So I don't think it's that.
He's been a top five NBA player the last two and a half months. I mean, that's stupid.
So if he's out, I feel he'll find a way to be fine for the postseason, or at least good to go for the postseason as good as he can. All they need to do is make the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, and they will, they are a exceedingly dangerous basketball team, even though, boy, did you get a chance to watch Oklahoma City yesterday afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Holy potato salad. And, what a beating.
And SGA SGA is distancing himself from everybody else as the MVP.
I was like, man, we're getting all worked up about the Lakers. I wrote it down and go, we're getting all worked up about the Lakers, man. Whoa. Oklahoma City, it's not the matchup that ESPN's desk wants to see, but oh my goodness gracious, they were amazing yesterday.
We can't care about that, right? Because people would say that about the Cavs. So I guess we can't care about that.
Yeah.
An OKC Cavs finals would be very, very interesting. It also probably wouldn't do well ratings-wise.
But it would do well here, and that's what matters.
Yes.
Lima likes.
Give it up to former Buckeye and legend, Eddie George.
He's an official enemy now.
Yes. Oh, is he at BG?
Well, you know, I'm an Akron guy, so.
They're not going to steal any of your Michigan players, Ken.
No, don't worry. Don't even start that. Eddie is Can I just say, Eddie's old Ken. Eddie's a favorite of old Ken. He is a, I talk about him like I know him, because some of my greatest memories as a Buckeye fan are around Eddie George. I'm a big fan of him. I'm interested to see how this goes. I want it to go well. Not well against Akron, but I want it to go well. I'm going to be paying very close attention to this deal with him and going to BG.
Yeah. Boy, interesting hire. He comes from, you know, Tennessee State.
Yes.
And last year it goes 9-4. So he had been at Tennessee State for 4 years. Seems like, didn't we have him on the air when he was going on Broadway?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we wonder what the next stage, what the next act of Eddie George's career can do anything. We took the Tennessee State job and we were like, boy, that's interesting. And then, kind of quietly, he had been there 4 years. Then last year, they win their conference, the OVC, the Ohio Valley Conference. They win it, and he goes 9-4. So he's two games above 500 as a coach. But, you know,
that's
they lose.
That's a build, man.
Yeah.
That's a build.
And they lost Scotty Loeffler to the NFL. It was kind of a surprising move. So now they're looking for somebody. They want a splash. And Eddie George.
I was
going through their staff. I was wondering if there were going to be a lot of familiar names. Really, just Richard McNutt was on his staff at Tennessee State. Jeff Fisher was an analyst. You wonder what his staff's going to look like at BG.
Does it look anywhere near as good as Bill Belichick's staff at UNC?
Okay.
That is a who's who of hilarity.
We didn't have time to... We wanted to carve out some time last week to get to that. We never were able to. It is awesome. I mean, obviously, Freddie Kitchens is there. Jamie Collins is there.
Not that it's...
A Lombardi kid is there.
I'm not saying
Belichick has two kids there.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's like a bad... Like, these guys are all bad coaches. That sounded bad. It's just like a who's who of names you've heard in Belichickian history. And you just laugh. You just chuckle like, oh, my God, it's everybody. Matt Lombardi, who is Mike Lombardi's son. Natron Means.
Yes, Natron Means.
Bob Diaco is in there. Jamie Collins, like you said. Mike Prefer is their special teams coordinator. We're moving on from that one.
I'm alive.
And finally, God, there were like 100 people, I think, right before dinner last night. I had the same idea I did. Go up to the playground. It was getting nice out. It's going to be nice all week. So we were going to go to the library, and I'm looking and going, why would I subject my daughter to the library? There's kids having fun outside. So we go outside, and I see this older gentleman, gray-haired gentleman, walking around. And I'm like, that can't be. That looks like a former NFL coach I know. And then I'm leaving. I didn't say anything. I'm leaving, and I see the guy is in the car, and I look at the license plate, and it says, Virginia is for lovers. Folks, long-time listener of the show.
Did you say something to him?
Somebody who's appeared on the show on multiple occasions.
Did you go up to him?
Al Saunders, hanging out. We ended up talking, and my daughter was furious. The conversation with Al, I mean, well, you know, we're both long-winded gentlemen. Before you know it, I mean, my daughter is screaming, and me and Al are just looking at each other like, we're talking ball. We had Myles Garrett
Your
news to talk.
Your daughter needs to understand and respect said, greatness this, when
this,
she's
this
around
This man
it.
Has been an NFL coach. What are you doing? And I basically silenced her, told her there'd be treats when we got home. She's like a dog now. I have to say, well, there'll be treats to get her out of that. But Al Saunders hanging out with was there with his grandchildren. It was awesome to see.
That's great.
Everything
that
was a
so
win yesterday.
Awesome.
Cavs won. Browns, it's a victory. It's a March victory. And I got to see an NFL head coach.
That's excellent.
That's it for Lima Likes.
Outstanding
he
weekend
was so
for you.
Nice. He said, I can't wait to hear you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Outstanding Lima Likes for you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.